This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. Police in India say at least 43 people died on Sunday in a fire in central New Delhi. Many of the victims were factory workers who were asleep inside the building when the blaze began. U.S. President Donald Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft impeachment charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. The White House says it will not take part in the hearings. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented a draft budget about $39 billion to Parliament today. He says it is designed to resist U.S. sanctions by limiting dependence on oil exports. This is